Hello, welcome to episode 12 of Keeping It Real with Somi podcast. I trust you all had a blessed week. I did too, and it's been so long I did an episode. Girls been so busy. Plus, I missed you guys a whole lot. Well, I've got gist. A lot's been happening. You know, lots of growth. But then, if I start, we're going to derail, guys. And there is so much message I have for you today. Like, so much rema. You know, I trust you might have listened, or you may have listened, or you have listened to the previous episode. You know, the one that talks about practical ways to build your walk with God as a new convert. And if you have, oh my God, I'm sure you know that there's more rema coming. There's a whole lot. Now, you see, last week for me was tempting, you know, was really tempting. And it's one of the reasons I chose to use this particular topic for this episode. I feel there's something a lot of us can relate to, especially new converts. We're struggling with this, even though we try to act all, I'm in control, I know that God's got my back. But as a new convert, it's hard because we're not so grounded into the word of God. And so when things happen which are greater than, you know, our understanding of the word, it shakes us. And the devil, you know, that devil, he's a very, 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 very wonderful person. You know, he comes after God's children the most. Like, if he comes at you the first time and you resist, the second time is going to be 10 times more. The temptation, hey, take it from me, he will so come at you with every single thing he's got. And that's when it becomes shaky. You know, you start to ask yourself, doubt yourself, ask questions, you know, start to worry. Let me not spoil the gist. Our topic today is overcoming anxiety as a new convert. Can I hear a whoop whoop? No whoop whoop. Okay, can I hear hallelujah? Like, this is a very wonderful topic because when I was thinking, I was preparing the table for our content, you know, and then I just kept thinking, what's going to be the next episode? Like, I had other contents planned, but there was a missing link. Something was missing. And I knew that missing link had to be the next episode, but I just couldn't figure it out. But then, with everything that happened last week, I said this had to be the best of all options. Like, you know, overcoming anxiety as a new convert. Now, you know that I like to keep it real with you guys, you know, 100. And I am going to be keeping it 100 with you guys on this episode. Overcoming anxiety as a human being without God leading you can be such a struggle. You know, one minute you're sad, the next you're worried, and then nowhere, depression sets in. But when you get to know Jesus and his word, when you start to think and react differently, it doesn't end here though. Remember I said the devil is going to come at you with a lot of temptation, and that's where overcoming anxiety comes in. The devil will come at you. He will make you scared. He will make you anxious. From nowhere, thoughts will start to fly into your head. It will start to come into your head. You start to overthink things. You know, all over the world right now, a lot of people are terrified. Not just about the future, but about the present, what is happening now. There's so much fear and terror. But then come to think of it, the word terror isn't new, you know. If you study the Bible, you'll be amazed at how many times it talks about terror. Nevertheless, we are assured of victory, over all crises, you know. The Bible says in John 16:33, it says that he tells us that in the world there we'll have tribulations, like there'll be tribulations. But be of good cheer because we have overcome the world. So you see, there's no need to have anxiety or to panic about anything at all. You're a child of God, and the devil is not going to let you get away that easily. So he's going to come at you with everything. And this time, the anxiety will be intense. You know, the first time it happens, you pray, listen to some worship songs, you know, worship, praise him, and you feel a whole lot better. The devil is not happy. He's not satisfied. That's not what he wants. He doesn't want that reaction. So he's going to go back, rethink his strategy, and he's going to come back 10 times more. And that's when it's going to be so intense. You feel me? He's going to come at you with everything. And at that point, you start to, you know, feel your resolve weaken. You start to ask yourself, is this thing, is it worth it? Am I doing the right thing? Could I really be correct? You know, I start to say, hey, what if it's just me that is trying to carry this Christian thing on my head? Maybe I should even do this. But you see, that's where this next Bible verse comes in. The Bible says in, I think it's 1 John. It says in 1 John 4:4 that as Christians, as believers, we have overcome Satan or the world because of what we have in us. You know, it says, ye of God, little children, I have overcome them because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I think I need to repeat this. He says, greater is he that is in the world. No, greater is he that is in you, rather, sorry, than he that is in the world. So you see, we carry God's grace, God's presence in us, you know. So we are greater than that thing that is in the world. You have no reason to be afraid or anxious. Stop it. Stop the fear. Stop the anxiety. Anxiety refers to worry. It is just a state of nervousness. But don't forget what our verse said. The verse I started with, the one that says, do not fret or have anxiety about anything. Some of you might say, but look at my past now. I've been through this before. I know how it plays out. I've experienced this. This is not new to me. This is not how I go about it. Normally, when this thing happens, I'll just cry and be sad for a bit, and then it will just automatically stop. No! Look beyond the past. Stop grumbling about your past. Do not let the mistakes of yesterday weigh you down and cause you to worry or be anxious. We're greater than that as Christians. The Bible says in Isaiah 43, I think it's verse 18 to 19, he says something about remembering not the former things or considering the things of the old, because behold, he will do a new thing. So you see, focus on the present and the future. You're a new creature now, don't forget that. And greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. You are born again now, so stop letting the past derail you from the path God has chosen for you. See, those who live in yesterday, they are often frustrated and cannot really experience true joy. The joy that God gives you, the happiness that comes with being a Christian and a believer. When you let your past hold you back, you won't enjoy it. Someone now might be listening and be thinking, I beg you, this new job now that I have, safe, I don't even know what happened to me in the past. I don't want it to happen again. I'm going to be very careful. Then as a result of being too careful, to avoid negative experience, you now start to have a lot of problems. You know, your productivity now falls short of your actual capacity, and then your best is even not seen and not heard because you allowed your past experience to hold you back. You see, a lot of people allow their past experiences, their past lives, to hold them back. Let the word of God guide you, not your past. Refuse to worry. I know some of you that might be saying, listening to this episode, I'm saying, I can't help but being worried. Then I can't help it. It's just a part of me. Someone will open their mouth and tell you, worry is who I, is a part of who I am, or it's part of my thinking. No. Worry can be a part of you. Don't confess negatively into your life. You know, the other day I was talking to a friend of mine. She was like, Chisom, I think depression is one of the things I'm good at. I'm like, what? How can you say that as a Christian? How can depression be part of you? It's the same thing with worrying. When we keep being worried about things that God has told us he will handle, then you're accusing God of lying to you. You're accusing him of asking you to do something that you can't do. The fact that he says in the Bible, do not be anxious, should count for something. He knows that you can live without anxiety. Your response, therefore, should be, blessed be God. Oh, glory. You say, blessed be God, I live in the peace and provisions of Christ. I do not fret. I do not fear. I am not afraid. He has perfected all that concerns me. Ah, can I hear hallelujah, please? Hallelujah. Oh, see, God did not make a mistake creating you. He did not. And remember that he sent his son to die for us on the cross of Calvary. So how will you open your mouth and tell God that you are scared? Ha! Learn to trust God completely. Trust him with everything you've got. And don't trust him. Don't tell me you trust him and then deep in your mind, you know, you're waiting for him to disappoint you. Trusting means letting go. You tell him that thing, you pray about it and you let it go. You take it away from your mind. Don't fear about it. He will handle it. He has perfected all that concerns you. That's how you respond to God. See, let me give you an example that happened to me. Yeah, a few weeks after my personal journey with God started, I think this was in week 2. So I just gotten around reading my Bible. So the first week was hard for me because there's a lot of temptations around and everybody kept wondering, I had to change, and this is not the Somi we know. So it was really taxing, but I got a grip of it. So the second week was all about restructuring my life, getting a calendar, like, you know, trying to fix all my daily activities in a way that I made God a priority. So that week they announced in church that we're going to have a program, and I was so excited. You know, I had that fire bubbling inside of me, so I was ready to hear the word of God. I was ready, ever ready. And so during the program, yeah, the pastor announces that we're going to be praying for 1 hour. Ha! And then the old Mr. Charles Mugbe, 1 hour. Oh my God. You know, I'm going to pray for 1 hour. 1 hour? I'm literally screaming inside, like, how am I going to pray for 1 hour? I've never done that before. Like, this is me who's just learning how to pray for 10 minutes without getting distracted. This is me who's just learning how to, like, read my Bible for 30 minutes without, you know, wanting to take up my phone and go on Instagram or chat on WhatsApp or, you know. So you could get how tasking this was for me. I was nervous. In fact, I was tempted to, you know, go offline and, you know, pretend I was praying and come back after the prayer was over. But then I said to myself, when I made up my mind that I was going to surrender to God, I was going to follow him bumper to bumper. Nothing should terrify me when it comes to serving God. And so when the prayer started, for the first 10 minutes, I was giving him my all. But you know, I told you that the devil, when he has seen that you have overcome, he will come again, but this time with such temptation. And so the temptation came, my phone rang, and a friend of mine was calling that she wanted to just gist with me. She's going through so much. And I was so tempted to be the caring friend and say, Mabel's going on, talk to me. But you know, I remembered the reason why I started this whole thing in the first place. And I said with the calmest voice ever, baby girl, I love you, but right now is not the right time. I am praying. Let me call you back when I'm done. You know, and she was so understanding. She was like, oh my God, this is so good. I'm going to join you in praying right now. You know, pray for me. You know, she was so eager to pray. And I got her in. And you know, I ended the call and I went back to prayer. And I did it. I prayed for 1 hour. Now let me tell you, I was shocked. Like, I actually went to, like, when the pastor said the prayer was over, because he kept on giving us, you know, prayer points and everything. So when it was time for the, you know, final prayer, and then I looked at my time, I was like, oh my God, Chisom, you prayed for 1 hour. You know, a part of me was so happy. I felt so at peace because I trusted God completely. I knew that there's no way he would tell me to pray for 1 hour and I wouldn't do it, because he knows I can. He knows that I can pray for 1 hour. And that was why the pastor said it, because he knows that we can. So you see, he taught me one thing. Refuse not to worry. I'm not going to lie to you, it's not all rosy. Sometimes it's so hard. It's so hard to practice what we preach. But then that's when we remember that Jesus Christ loves us. God loves us. He sent his son to die for us. So there's no way he would abandon us. God will not abandon you as his child. You know, it might delay. It might take a little time, but it's going to come at its own timing. The most times, the reason why we're always so anxious or worried about something is because we're expecting it to come in our own time. We're not trusting God. We're not trusting that thing to come at God's own time. We want it to come at our own time, you know. I want this thing before my birthday, so it must come before my birthday. But then God is telling you it's going to come on your birthday, so you wait. Do not be anxious. Do not be worried. Do not fear. Brethren, if you don't know how, this is busting through me. I just wish everyone could see how good and God, great God is. You know, when you read your Bible, when you go through some verses and you read some stories, it's nothing compared to what is happening in the world right now. You know, the way the disciples would defend the word of God and how they would persecute them for saying Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior. And you tell me to worry because I don't have the latest iPhone? You tell me to worry because I don't have the best of the jobs? You tell me to worry because I didn't get into my dream school? Who are we kidding? Our mission here on earth is to serve God, to give Him our all and all. And we should do just that. Trust Him completely. Before, I used to be so, I used to be so scared to, like, you know, preach the word of God because I felt like I was imposing my beliefs on others. But studying the word of God, you cannot be calm and say you are serving God. You have to let the Holy Spirit use you. Speak it. Let it flow. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. Let that thing that is coursing through your heart, let it flow. See? Let it flow. That song, open your floodgates in abundance and let it flow. Let the word of God flow from your heart. Sometimes it's going to be so hard. You know, you're in the midst of friends who respect you. They accord you. And then you're like, if I say this thing now, you think those people will respect me again? Say it. One person is going to listen. One person, that message is going to stick to at least one person's heart. And you don't know who you might be leading to Christ with just one message, with just one comment. Glory. When I first started this whole thing, you know, I made up my mind that every part of me was going to reflect that I love Jesus and I wanted to serve Him with my all. So I was going to reflect on my social media, in my daily life, in the way I talk, the way I think, the way I produce anything that was going to show. And when it first started on social media, I was losing followers. You know, I had friends hitting me up. Whoa, Chiso, what's going on? This is so not you. You know, you're beginning to sound like a pastor. I said, and so? If I'm a pastor, that should be a good thing, you know. Because then, I will preach the word of God to you. And boom, we are together. And you're like, oh, wow. Yeah, wow. I am not ashamed of the gospel. You know, you need to understand these things. It will take a whole lot to shake you off your ground. And the devil will see it. Trust me, he will. And that's when he will send all manner of distractions your way. That job you've been rooting for, he sends it to you. He gets your mind off the things of the world. You know, that car you've been waiting to have money to get, he sends a big client your way and boom, you have the money. And then before you know it, you're driving your car, you're cruising. You're forgetting that you have soul winning to do. You're forgetting you have Bible study to attend. And then the next thing, you know, slowly you begin to prioritize other things and you begin to make the word of God an option. You know what I mean? You make serving God an option. Serving God should be your priority. And when you understand all this, it's going to be very hard to let anxiety or fear creep into your hearts. I used to be a scaredy cat too. You know, at some point, I couldn't even sleep in my house, in school, in uni back then. I couldn't sleep if I didn't have my brother in the house. Because it was an apartment, so I had my room, he had his room, and there was an extra room for his friend. And so anytime they would probably go out to school to study or go somewhere, I'll leave the house, I'll go to my friend's house because I was scared. I kept feeling like something bad was going to happen. But you see how I am right now? There's no fear. Together we will stay in that house and we will kabosh. We will speak the word of God into existence. And nothing will happen to me because I trust God completely. And I know that He has got me 24/7, round the clock, 24/7. There is no retirement. You know, God loves us so much, but He's not going to come to you. You go to Him. If you love him as much as he loves you, you will do everything in your power to serve him. You know, I'm going to be ending the podcast with this. The Bible says in Philippians 4:7, the peace of God that is beyond all human comprehension will garrison your heart and mind in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Like I said earlier, trust God completely. There is none like you. Like, there's none like God. He loves us and he proves it every single day. Reject any thought of fear. Did you guys listen? Did you hear that? Did you hear that, Rema? He says, reject any thought of fear. Let fear not live in your heart. Because the peace of God is equally important and he's giving it to you for free. For free. You are not paying anything for this. He's not asking you to subscribe to the peace of God. No, he's giving it to you. He's not telling you to pay a certain amount of money. He has given it to you. It is yours to keep and to maintain. Ha! Glory. He says in Philippians 4:7, the peace of God that's beyond human comprehension. If you don't get this, human beings can't understand it. They can't understand how peaceful you are all the time. You know, it's just like a medical doctor. When things are happening, everybody's panicking. He's always so calm. And you just can't understand. How is he so calm? How is he not reacting? Because he's been trained to be calm. That's how it is. When you have that peace of God in you, people can't understand it. They keep marveling, like, what is going on? Is this sister okay? Why is she not worrying? Why is she not anxious? Why is she not scared? How can I be scared when I have the peace of God in me? It has enveloped me. It has garrisoned my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. I cannot be scared. I refuse to have a fear. I refuse to have an anxiety in my heart. I need to end this, guys. But seriously, you've heard this podcast, and I know that deep down it has ministered something to you. It has touched you, and you just want to let it go. You might be overthinking it, but how do I? You don't have to overthink it. Go on your knees, pray to God, and tell him, Lord, I trust you completely. And after that, auntie, uncle, drink cold water and sleep. Let your father take care of you. Let him handle that situation. Trust him completely. Don't spend all your time overthinking things when you should spend that time studying the word of God or praying. My friend will say, if you have time to worry, then you have time to read your Bible and pray. That time you are spending on worrying, you're spending on crying, open your Bible, read it. Play that song on your phone, kabash, speak to God, he will listen. And after that, drink water and you sleep. Or you drink water and you continue your daily activities. Don't let the devil win. We shall prevail. As Christians, we must prevail. I need to end this podcast, guys. I need to. For further study, you could actually check out Deuteronomy 31:6 and I think Matthew 6:25-26. You know, check it out. It's actually verses that I think would add and, you know, solidify this message. Thank you so much, guys, for listening to this episode. Like, thank you. And just so I clear you, I'm actually recording this episode by 11:36 p.m. Yeah. The Rema came, I just couldn't resist. I had to go record this podcast for you guys. I had to dish out this awesome message. Thank you so much. The love has been so awesome. I have a collaboration coming up soon. We're going to have like 3 more episodes before the collaboration happens, because I know we have some new believers listening to our podcast. And so the plan is to get them ready for the Rema coming, because they might not be solid enough to understand what we're going to be dishing out to them. So I have like 3 more episodes, you know, so that to an extent they've gained feet in the word of God. You know, they've read their Bibles and they are ready. Their spirits are hungry for this message. So if you're listening to this, guys, this is me saying so much love. I love you all. Mwah, mwah, mwah. And don't forget, read your Bible, pray. You know, there's nothing more important than constantly feeding your heart with the right things, constantly feeding your spirit with the right things. Just as we're human beings and we eat food and we drink water, constantly feed your mind with the things of the world. Listen to messages, read your Bible. Instagram is not your Bible, oh. My podcast is not your Bible. Read your Bible for your Bible. Like, read it for yourself. You know, learn the word of God for yourself. Don't rely on things that other people are telling you. You know, that is equally important, but it's not good enough. You need to open your Bible, have a relationship with God, build one with Him. So thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to follow us on all socials, on Instagram, on Twitter @_keepingitrealwithsomi_podcast. Keeping it real with Somi. And don't forget to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, on Spotify. Please leave your messages, guys. I will reply them. If you have questions, if you're confused about something, reach out to me. I'm here. Use me. I'm here. If you have questions as a new convert, you know, if you're struggling with something, reach out to me. This is Keeping It Real with Somi. We are keeping it to 100%. I'm not going to hold any information. I'm not going to lie to you. The word of God is truth, and that's what I'm going to be preaching, truth. So if you have questions, reach out to me. You could send me a mail. I'm all yours, baby. Use me. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. I love you all so much. And I know that we're going to do great things for God in this world. I know that this podcast is going to serve as a point to some people. It's going to come here as a healing point, a listening point, whatever. We are serving these problems, and we're, you know, we're giving our lives to God, we're dedicating our lives to God, we're serving Him, and there's growth, you know, growth is happening. So thank you so much, guys. I love you, and it was wonderful recording this episode. Have a wonderful week.